and welcome to Clubhouse Conversation.
They come from all corners of the world, and they descend on towns everywhere. Burlington, North Carolina, Idaho Falls, Idaho, Lexington, Kentucky, Wilmington, Delaware, Springdale, Arkansas, Papillion, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri. What do all these men have in common? They work together to win. It's time to talk to another Royal on Clubhouse Conversation.
And good morning. It is Thursday, May 31st of 2018, and it's Dave-O. Glad you're along for another edition of Clubhouse Conversation. This is the place where we catch up with all your favorite current and former Royals players. And this morning, before he begins a doubleheader with his team later on today, Tyler Zuber will join us from the Lexington Legends on Clubhouse Conversation. Zuber is a guy who, if you pay attention to prospects, could be joining that top 20 Royals prospect list very soon. Because all he does, it seems like, is strike hitters out. Zuber was drafted out of Arkansas State, the highest ever selection from Arkansas State, in the sixth round of last year's 2017 June draft. And started with the Burlington Royals last year in the Appy League, and this year has picked up right where he left off, striking guys out with the Lexington Legends. In fact, if you look at his first 45 professional innings, how about 69 strikeouts? It's a fantasy baseball owner's dream to have a guy that strikes out 69 hitters in 45 innings to go along with 12 saves and a 3.40 ERA. He's a right-hander. 5'11", Tyler Zuber. Look forward to talking to him and learning about his background, learning about the scouting report, because I've heard kind of different things about his scouting report. I've yet to see him throw in person, which I'm excited to do hopefully later this summer as I go out to Wilmington. Perhaps he'll be up there at some point in the second half of this year. But Zuber joins us now on Clubhouse Conversation. Tyler, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, how's everything going with you?
Oh, everything's going good. You know, just relaxing, about to get ready to go to the field and get ready to play a doubleheader today.
Oh, you guys have got two today. The West Virginia Power, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, it's your first full season of professional baseball. So are you like a kid in a candy store every morning getting paid to play baseball?
Absolutely. You know, you never can take advantage of the opportunity. I feel so blessed and grateful to be, you know, suiting up and getting paid to play. You know, you can't ever take any day for granted just because, you know, in this kind of job, you know, it's cutthroat. So it's, you could be here today and tomorrow you could be gone. So, you know, you just enjoy your time while you're here and just try to make the most of it.
Yeah. It's like, the key to baseball, having fun, right? That's all this is fun.
Absolutely. It's the same game that you've been playing since you were however old. So, you know, nothing changes. Everyone just gets older.
Yeah. In the case of me, you get old fast. So, yeah. So, how are you liking the stadium there in Lexington? You know, that's actually one of the few affiliates I have not been to. What's it like there?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I just, the field I come from in high school, or not in high school, in college, you know, it was a pretty nice stadium. But, you know, this is like you stand on the mound and you look up into the state, like it's an actual stadium, so it's awesome to, you know, finally get to have that as like your home field. I'm loving it, honestly.
Okay, well, so speaking of stadiums, you played at one of my favorites, Asheville, over the weekend. I don't know if you know about the history there, but Babe Ruth once hit a home run there, and you got Bull Durham. A lot of that was filmed there. So have you seen Bull Durham, and do you appreciate the history of places like that, or am I just showing my mid-30s age right now?
No, the history behind it's awesome. You know, I love that. I've not seen Bull Durham. That's one baseball movie that I need to see. There's a couple that I need to see, but the history is always nice to hear. And I actually did not know that Babe Ruth hit a home run there, so that's something that I didn't know and that I learned today.
There you go. Oh, you've got to watch Bull Durham, man. Do you have Netflix? Hopefully, it's on there.
I do have Netflix. I'm not sure if it's on there.
If it is,
I'm going to have to watch it tonight.
Yeah, that's a must. I mean, it was filmed in that park and, you know, the A-ball thing, so absolutely. I want to talk lots more about 2018, but let's go back and learn more about you. So, Whitehall, Arkansas. First of all, where exactly is that and how big is it?
It is 30 minutes south of Little Rock, Arkansas, and it's probably about 5,500 people.
Wow. Wow. So really small. But you guys won state title your junior season, and then before long it was time for college. So you chose Arkansas State. You were there for four seasons. What made you choose Arkansas State?
It felt like home. The coaches, they were really down to earth. You know, they were always like willing to help, you know, willing to answer your questions. When you signed with Arkansas State, they signed to you and they were giving you their all. And so that was just something that I noticed. And when I talked to my parents about it, they noticed. And so it kind of just felt like the right fit. And sure enough, it turned out it was the right fit.
Yeah, so you had an interesting career there, kind of bouncing around. So as a freshman, you were the closer for a good part of the year. You were on the final ballot for freshman All-America team. Then your sophomore and junior season, you bounced between the bullpen and rotation. So before we talk about that senior season last year that was amazing, so you had a 6.59 ERA as a junior. So as a junior, could you ever have imagined being a sixth-round draft pick?
No, honestly, as a junior – all the hype comes in, it's your draft year, it's your draft year, it's your draft year. And so my mind got all caught up in that. And so it was a bad year, for me. And it wasn't who I was. And so I just had to, I had to take a step back and to realize, this is, it's not about me, it's about the team. And if the team does well, then hopefully it turns out exactly well, but ultimately it's about the team first. And I didn't put the team first my junior season, and our coach always said, you got to respect the game of baseball, and if you don't respect it, it's going to find its way to bite you in the butt. And it did bite me in the butt, but I learned very quickly to, put the team first and all that. And, turned into a senior, I kind of felt like I needed to put the team first to show the freshmen and the sophomores and the juniors, how to do it the upcoming years.
Yeah, well, you did that. So as a senior, which I guess is last year, so you had 80 strikeouts and 52 and a third innings, 2.06 ERA. Besides putting the team first, what else clicked for you?
Really, truly, my velocity kind of made a jump, and so it was that helped a lot. If you have, low to mid 90s fastball, and you can locate it, and you can throw your other pitches off of it, you're going to be pretty successful. And that's kind of what I did my senior year season, and it really, really helped. Each outing kind of boosted my confidence more, and then I just, every time I went out there, I felt like I wasn't going to get beat. Ever.
Yeah, that's the way to be. And so the Royals selected you in the sixth round. You became the highest selection in Arkansas State history. Before we talk about that, so at what point last year did you realize there was a good chance you were going to get drafted? Was that something that kind of just randomly one day you're like, oh my gosh? Because was that your goal? Were you thinking about that?
Oh, it's been my goal ever since I was, just started playing baseball to get to play professional baseball. But I guess it was in the fall, I thought, I hope I have a chance. Like, I feel like I'm going to, but I hope I do. And then as the season kind of progressed on, it just kind of started going along that way. I was like, well, so far I'm having a good season. Like, I don't want to think about the draft, but it's still there in my head, just like in anybody, and everyone's kind of guilty of it. But, I didn't really want to think about it, but I guess it was, we probably had three or four more weekends left in the season, and it was at that point I kind of had a feeling that I was going to get picked. I didn't know when, so that kind of, I don't know, it kind of came, it went out of my head a little bit and just allowed me just to focus just on baseball, just because I kind of had that confidence that, I felt like for sure I might have gotten picked, so it kind of helped a little bit.
Yeah, well, the Royals were the team that took you, obviously. So were they one of the teams that was, hot and heavy on you the most? Do you remember a time where you spoke with them before the draft?
Yeah, I think there was like five or six teams that had called me that morning. And then my advisor at the time had told me that there were several more that were interested on day two. But they called me. He was the first guy, the scout Matt Price, he was the first guy to call me that morning. My plan was to sleep until 12. He ended up calling me at 8 in the morning, kind of woke me up, and was just kind of talking me through it, talking me like, you know, like, we want you, like, you know, are you willing to sign for X amount of dollars? I said, yeah. I said, let's do it. And so they kind of progressed on throughout the day, and then they called me again the 5th round and said, we're going to take you in the 6th or 7th.
Wow. So it happened that quick. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. It was. See, they called at 8. The draft started, I think, at 12 or 1. And it happened about 3-something.
Wow.
it seemed like it was in fast-forward mode until they called and said that we're picking you in the 6th round. Then up until, like, the 18th pick, whenever we had it, it felt like it was an eternity. Like, gosh, like, can you hurry up and just get to that pick already?
What a cool story. That's cool. So, okay, so before we get to Burlington then, so remind our listeners, or I guess tell them, what pitches do you throw, where do you sit and top out at, et cetera?
I throw a four-seam fastball, a curveball, slider, and a changeup. Fastballs anywhere from 91 to 94, touching 95 and 96. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, so I hear your secondary pitches, most noticeably, you know, the changeup are kind of your strengths. Would you agree that your changeup might be your best out pitch?
I would say my slider and curveball are my best out pitches. My
really?
Changeups, it's still a work in progress. I haven't thrown it much this season, but it, you know, I work on it every single day that I can.
Okay. Well, I read a bad scouting report then. So, all right. So last year you signed with the Royals. You went to Burlington of the Appia League. So, you know, not safe for work numbers, man. 38 strikeouts in 25 innings, 2.16 ERA. You didn't, you know, got in 3 games with Lexington at the end of the season. But, you know, talking about Burlington, what sticks out most about the Appia League and your first summer of Pro Bowl?
I just kind of took it like I took college and just kind of took the same mentality that I had in college. And it kind of worked. Like, we didn't really have like a defined closer, but it just kind of worked its way into it, that it just seemed so that it was every time that it was my day to throw, it was like a safe situation. Hmm. So it kind of just worked its way into that. And then it kind of worked into, all right, well, you know, you've had 2 days off instead of 4. It's a safe situation. All right, we're going to throw you today.
Okay.
So it just kind of, I guess, kind of wormed its way into that kind of role. You know, so I just kind of took that mentality, that sense of pride and confidence that I had in college, and I just took it there. And one outing led to another, and then the confidence kept getting higher and higher and higher, and then before I knew it, you know, it was, I was getting called into the office at the end of the season saying, you know, you're going to Lexington. And my time in Burlington was over for the summer, and it flew by.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite opposing Appia League stadium?
I would probably say Pulaski.
Okay. Is it the Mariners
Yankees,
still?
That,
oh, it's the Yankees now.
The field was really nice.
Okay, very nice. Any classic bad hotel or bus breakdown stories?
The hotel situation was. There was like Motel 6s, Quality Inn,
yes.
Days Inn. We thought we were on top of the world every time we went to Johnson City because we stayed in the Holiday Inn. And we thought, holy cow, we get this hotel.
Nice. That even had, like, the continental breakfast, like the waffle maker, right, probably?
Oh, yeah. It was unreal. And then, but then you go like to Quality Inn or something like that, and they got like powdered eggs.
Yeah,
sausage patties have been sitting out for a while.
Fruit Loops.
it wasn't the nicest places that we've ever stayed, but yeah, you know, it's all a part of the grind.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So this year, Lexington, you're pitching well, 30 strikeouts and 17 in 2/3 innings. So how are you able to K guys at this ridiculous rate? I mean, do you focus on strikeouts or does it just happen?
I mean, if I said that I didn't like focus on it, I think I'd be lying. I do focus on it, but I don't focus on it, if that makes sense. Like I go out there with the mindset of trying to throw under 15 pitches an inning, but it's like as soon as I get a guy down with two strikes, I don't want to let them put the ball in play. Like I want to go for the strikeout. It's almost like that selfish mentality, like, oh, like I want this strikeout so bad. But obviously if he makes contact with it and gets a ground ball, then I'm all right. I mean, it's okay because it's still an out, but I just kind of try to put them away with two strikes. I mean, I just try to get to two strikes as quick as possible and then put them down.
And that's a great philosophy. Go out and attack them and throw strikes. So you get ahead, then put them away. That's good. That makes total sense. You guys are obviously loaded with huge prospects. A couple guys I wanted to ask you about, though, are your catchers. You got two really good catchers there with Lexington. Tell us about MJ Melendez and Sebastian Rivero.
Super athletic, both of them are. I mean, it's for them to be, you know, 19 years old and to be like, I guess I'll start with MJ. You know, MJ being 19 years old, his second year, you know, of actually being away from his family and all that, you know, he's taken, you know, pro ball, you know, I guess essentially, but like the old saying, taking the bull by the horns, and he's swinging it well. Catching wise, he's got a cannon of an arm back there. Defensively wise, he's like a brick wall. So, you know, it's great to have that confidence in your catcher to know if you got a runner on third base, that I can bounce the slider and know that it's not going to let the guy from third score. Sebastian, he's very advanced for his age. I mean, he's 19 years old. And that probably credits to a lot of, you know, what he's done growing up and then what he, our catching coaches throughout the Royals. But he's really solid behind the plate. Hitting-wise, he's doing well as well. So, to have two catchers that you can intertwine, like you could take one out and put one in, and it's the same thing, it's kind of it's a definite big relief on the pitching staff.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, those are two great catchers. Two of my favorite parts of that Lexington team. One thing I forgot to ask you, you didn't go on that trip to the Dominican, did you, last winter?
I did not.
Okay. Well, maybe in the upcoming future, people will say how life-changing that is. So hopefully that'll happen for you. Well, is there another pitcher or two on your staff there in Lexington that maybe don't get enough, you know, prospect attention? Is there a guy or two that you really like, you know, pitching side, you know, next to?
Whew. There's a lot. I'd probably say the people that, you know, it's that don't get the notoriety or, you know, Andrew Beckwith, Holden Capps, those two guys have really been throwing the ball well. It's just like in anything, you know, the Nick Prados and the MJ Melendez is kind of like take up a little bit of the spotlight just because of like who they are as a name. So you kind of don't see the other people, but you know, those two guys, I mean, they're throwing unbelievable. I mean, they're throwing super well, and it's always awesome to come in after them or just to watch them pitch. I mean, just because of how well they do.
Yeah, you guys have a fun team down there. Well, before we let you go, we always end the interview with 10 rapid-fire questions. Are you ready for some random questions to learn more about you?
All right, let's hear them.
All right. Are you more of a fan of dogs or cats?
Dogs, for sure.
Okay. Do you have, what's your favorite singer or band?
I'd probably say Kevin Gates.
Okay. Favorite baseball movie?
Favorite baseball movie, Benchwarmers.
Okay, what's the other one you haven't seen besides Bull Durham? You said there was another one you hadn't seen.
There's several. I can't even think of all the ones. People will just rattle off a baseball movie or a quote from it, and I just kind of look at them like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you seen For Love of the Game or Sugar, either of those two?
For Love of the Game sounds familiar. I think I have seen it.
That's the one where Kevin Costner throws the perfect game at Yankee Stadium?
I think I have.
It's amazing. It's a life-changing movie. I love Sugar is about, actually it's kind of based, it was like an indie film, but it's based on the Royals organization. They call them the Kansas City Knights, I think. But it takes place in the Dominican Academy over there. A guy named Sugar gets signed and then comes over to A-ball and has to try to make it as a pitcher. So that one, I highly recommend that one as well. So there's
gotcha.
Two of them for you. Okay, what's the best sports video game?
Best sports video game, probably MLB The Show.
Love it. Best friend in the Royals organization?
Best friend in the Royals organization. It's kind of hard to put a tab on just one. I mean, I'd probably say Sal Biazzi because him and I are both short, so the short people got to stick together.
All right. What do you do for fun on a Friday night in Whitehall, Arkansas?
Huh. If I have my PlayStation with me, I'm probably playing Fortnite, or I'm probably just watching TV. There's not a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
Maybe go up to Little Rock. I don't know. Probably
right.
Something, one of those three.
Okay. Is there an MLB pitcher that you study the most?
Not really. It's more just kind of watching the game and watching how all those big leaguers do it. I'd probably say that.
Has anybody ever compared you to Greg Holland before, by the way?
I've actually heard that a couple of times.
Okay.
I've heard the comparison to him.
Okay. That's like the last year, that's kind of what I've thought to myself. But I've never actually in person seen you throw live, so I can't really say that yet. Okay, last three for you. If you weren't a pro baseball player, what would you be using that sports management degree for?
Probably coaching in college somewhere, trying to be a college coach.
Okay. Did you collect baseball cards growing up, and then how cool is it having your own?
I did, and it's awesome, you know, to finally have one of those that you've collected your whole life, and now you have one of your own. It's pretty neat.
You guys probably have some coming up pretty soon, don't you, for Lexington too?
I know. I hope so.
Yeah, get that second one. Well, last thing for you is, what would you like to say to all the Royals fans listening right now?
I would like to just say, just to don't lose faith in our big league club. You know, they're a great team up there, and they're gonna end up turning around, and just to watch out for the minor leagues, because we got a lot of talent down here, and you know it's gonna be fun whenever all of those guys get up to the big leagues.
Well, we're excited for it. We're very excited about your progress so far, and look forward to years and years and years in the Royal system, man. And hopefully, we'll talk to you down the road. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.